Salvageyourmarriage.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, he is back. That's right, Mark Evans is back, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. So you know what that means. Free advice. Where can you get free stuff in 2013? You can get free stuff right here on Auto World, free mechanical advice if your vehicle's not driving properly, if you're getting some weird smells or noises or rattles, if it's not performing up to spec, it's a lot slower than it used to be, if it's chugging gasoline, if it's rough riding suspension-wise or rough idling engine-wise, if it's not stopping correctly, if you've failed a local state inspection, or if you've been to a mechanic and they say your Hoosie dinghy is broken and it's going to cost you $3,000 to fix it, Mark can give you an over-the-air diagnostic right here. Over-the-air diagnostician. That's what he is. 855-660-4261 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Speaking of free stuff, I want to plug it once again in this hour of the broadcast. And Mark knows these folks as well. Marie from Wash Drops was on the broadcast recently. Matter of fact, we gave her an award for the 2013 Green Product of the Year. Here's a product that was developed originally for RVs, and it's big in Europe. They're having a hard time, to be honest with you, getting into a lot of the big stores, the Walmarts, and some of the auto parts stores here in North America, because their product basically replaces four or five products. So if you're used to using Meguiar's, you know, and buying four or five of their products, using Wash Drops can eliminate having to use those four or five products, because you can use Wash Drops on your tires. You can use Wash Drops on glass. You can use Wash Drops, Marie was telling me, on even interior parts of your car. You can use Wash Drops anywhere in very unusual circumstances. If you live in a city, you live in an apartment, you live in a townhouse, you don't have a regular driveway with a hose, you don't need a hose. You just put about an ounce of this solution in a bucket of water, and then you use a sponge, and you sponge off about a quarter of your car at a time, and then you dry it off. Marie says she even uses her work shoes to do this. And you don't have to rinse it off. And it's completely non-toxic, non-abrasive. And Earth Day was recently. And, you know, for all of us who are concerned with Earth matters, this is a cool product that you can actually dump on a flower bed or, you know, something that's very near and dear to your heart. You don't have to worry about it doing damage. So how do you get these free Wash Drop samples? You got to email me up. And that's an easy one. It's Bob, B-O-B, at BobLongRadio.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Right now, let's open up the Auto World Garage. And standing by, got my Skype hookup now. I can see that he's ready to go. He's got his tools out. He's wearing a rather unusual outfit here tonight. It's Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Well, pretty good, Bob. Hey, it's what a great honor to be on the rock and roll edition of Auto World this Sunday, man.
Yep, playing a little Alto Reed. And Alto's a big car guy, and you know, all those guys from Detroit and you know, as I mentioned, Alto and I hope to get a television show off the ground. All it takes is money. So if somebody is listening out there and enjoys this program and enjoys Bob Seger's music, it isn't going to be entirely about Bob Seger. It's really going to be about the history of rock and roll. And you would like to help us out in launching this television program, we will actually give you part ownership of the television program. And I already have written several of the episodes. I've also copyrighted the name, and I've licensed the script with the Screenwriters Guild. I've done all my homework. We have an outstanding Hollywood-based producer. You might remember him from our traveling days, Michael Rose, who did a lot of stuff. He used to be on the McGuire's committee of esteemed automotive folks. This guy did more than 100 automotive videos for the History Channel, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. He worked for General Motors for a good 10 years just doing all their video work, but in recent times, he's doing a little bit of everything. He did a documentary recently about Elvis, and he's a real-deal Hollywood guy, just what you and I would like to be. But unfortunately, I'm just the Boston radio geek, and you're just the Idaho master mechanic.
I'm the guy that loves to listen to that music while I'm sitting in the cars in the shop, though, you know, or driving down the road.
It's awesome. Me too.
Now, Bobby did give Altal my phone number so I could get over to his garage and help him put some horsepower, some rock and roll in his cars, didn't you?
Absolutely. And if the Bob Seger's band ever comes to your neck of the woods, we're definitely going to have to get you some primo seats. I don't know, to be honest with you and all the listeners around North America, if I'm going to get down to see Altal down in Unkersville, Connecticut, next Saturday. I've got a lot going on in my life right now, and with a two-year-old and a number of things that have been thrown on my plate. I hope to, but we shall see. And as Alto said, you know, you never know, you know, whether they're going to tour again. Every tour is a separate entity. They call it in radio a standalone hour, so it's a standalone tour. And hopefully Bob will tour again. I've seen him a number of times. Have you ever seen Bob Seger in concert?
I haven't, not live, no.
You definitely must.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, you have to go to that YouTube.com to be able to see him. you can't get to the live one.
I know, and, you know, I took a page from his book, and, of course, my dad was old when he got married for the first time. I didn't get married until late in life, and Bob Seger, you know, being a rock and roll star in the 70s and 80s, you know, I'm sure he wasn't in need of a heavy-duty, steady girlfriend. I'm sure he had a lot of different choices, let's put it that way. And so Bob waited, and he married a really nice lady named Nina. And I have met Nina and also Bob's daughter, Samantha, and his son, Cole. And here's the interesting part. Bob didn't get married till his late 40s, so his son, Cole, was born when Bob was 48, and his daughter, Samantha, was born at the age of 50, and Bob is 68. So he just celebrated Samantha's 18th birthday by singing old-time rock and roll to her at a concert in Detroit. So how cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome. Definitely. Motor City there. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he took off time, another thing that I really applaud Bob Seger for doing when he did have his family. And, you know, he kind of took about 10 years off from the music industry from about 1996 to 2007. And it was his own children, actually, that you know, he still was writing and was going to, you know, still release albums even after he stops touring, which is probably going to happen in the not too distant future. He's still going to record, but his own kids and it kind of makes sense. His own kids wanted to see him perform, and they've gotten the chance to do so. And I remember last year when Bob did a tour. Or is a couple of years back now. Time flies. Yeah, it was 2011. They played a trick on Bob, and Samantha Alto set this up. She was one of his background singers on one of his songs, and his son Cole plays the sax and some other horns, and he was in the horn section, and Bob didn't even know about it for one of the songs. So it was a cool gift for Bob. More automotive radio at its best right here, Auto World, straight ahead with Mark Evans. Don't
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed, it is a fine machine. Lots of cool Cadillacs out there on the highways and byways. As a matter of fact, they've got some great new ones around the bend. The new third-generation Cadillac CTS looks like it's going to be a big winner for the brand, recently introduced in New York. Mark Evans is with us. He's got his tools out. I can see that. And he's ready to take your calls. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, there is no better guy for you to get in touch with via the telephone here at 855-660-4261. And Mark can help you with whatever the problem is. You know, I've gotten to the point where when people are calling me during the week, I'm passing along Mark's number to him. So thank you for talking to my friend Stacy up here in Boston, who was having some troubles. But Mark's knowledge is vast, and he can be of great help to you. So give us a call, 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. So what's that funky mechanics wear you got going on there? It looks like you're about to do some work on your 1916 Chevrolet. Is that vintage mechanic outfit? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Bob, that's the rock and roll edition of a mechanic's outfit to work on that old 16 Chevy. Definitely. Yeah, you know, it's amazing how the automotive world is old cars versus new cars and all. We still kind of... Even the new cars, you know, we might scan them every once in a while. The engine lights on, we scan them with our electronic OBD2 connectors and our computers and such and our Snap-on scan tools. But, Bob, sooner or later, you got to replace the hardcore part. You know, you got to jump in there with both hands and get antifreeze all over you if you're doing a water pump. Or I just did a little Ford Focus rear brake job, and there you have it. You know, you've got brake dust that, you know, your hands are in it and you're breathing it, and by the time you get done doing a rear brake job with rear brake shoes on it, your face kind of looks like you've been working in a coal mine all day because you're black. So, yeah, you know, it's still it's nice to the cars are designed and built with electronics, and that's why, you know, electronics manages everything, manages the brakes to the speed sensors, or, you know, tells the computer, knows where your foot is in that accelerator pedal to tell the fuel injection what to spray and the timing, tell the spark plug when to fire. And it's just, you know, it's awesome to have electronics to make these cars rock and roll today. And boy, isn't the truth, though, with rock and roll music and cars together, you know, I really do believe that I think there's enough songs out there, music, that we could get in our cars the rest of our life and just listen to of rock and roll, you know, car songs.
Yeah.
For the next 40 years, there's that many songs that have been built and designed around cars.
It's so true. And as you know, that's one of my big passions, and, you know, hopefully something good will come out of it. But I tell you, it's a difficult time for a lot of people economically, and people are looking to save money, and repairs these days can cost a whole lot. When we come back from taking our first call here, I'll have you address how you've seen the labor rates escalate over the years and maybe justify them for some listeners who may not understand why it costs so much to repair a vehicle. But since you're the Swami, we've got Frank in New Mexico calling into the broadcast. Hello there, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Swami.
Hey, how's it
going? All right?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Swami, you got a why question for you. A couple of years ago, I had to replace the heater core on my E6 Olds Cutlass, and it was, like, real easy on my 72 Lincoln. Everything was external on the engine side of the firewall. But for some reason, they had, on the 86 Olds, they had to disconnect and drain the refrigerant, and I was wondering, where is the interconnect on those two systems that they had to do that to replace the heater core?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Frank, great question. You know, I draw a picture here with some words here. Actually, what you're talking about is the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Getting the Freon out, and we evacuate it. We have a machine that evacuates it, basically like a big vacuum cleaner. Inside, what you really have in all the cars, even all the way up to today, from way back when heaters first came out, I believe, in the 50s, in the cars, there's only one fan, blower fan, and that blower fan's got a prop on, of course. So when you turn your blower fan on, you hear that air coming, you know, and it's blowing that air out, those vents at you. There's only one blower fan that pushes the air through the heater core, which is what's carrying the engine coolant. So that would be the hot side. And then all right next door in the same box, the heater control box, it's underneath the glove box in your car, underneath the dash there. Right next right next door to that heater core is the evaporator core, and that is basically, if you pulled both of them out, they would look exactly the same, but one carries your air conditioning freon, and that's the cold side, and then the heater core, of course, carries your antifreeze coolant, and then when you turn that fan on, it depends on where you have your controls. If you've got your control set on heater and the temperature gauge all the way up on the red or hot, then what that does, on the outside of your firewall, there's a heater control valve. What it does is it tells your air conditioning to shut off, not run. So then at that point, there's no more freon running through the evaporator core underneath the dash. And then you got the air control on, and that sends the coolant. It opens up the valve and lets the hot water come through the heater hose and run through the heater core, which is inside the car there. And then you got hot heater core, and then that fan's running. And since that heater core is really hot, that blower fan, of course, blows that air through that. Both of those components at the same time. So you just transfer freon with the controls on the dash versus heater control. So you can't get that heater core out of that box, Frank, underneath that dash. You have to disconnect the heater hoses. That's the connect. See the heater core spouts, the male spouts go through the firewall, and that's where the heater hoses hook up. You have to disconnect those, and the same thing goes for the evaporator core. The evaporator core has two male spouts, inlet and outlet, going through the firewall, and that's where your air conditioning lines hook up. So we have to disconnect both the cold side, which is the AC lines, and the hot side, which is the heater core lines, and then we can and disconnect that plastic box out from underneath the dash inside the car and do our magic to get to the heater core.
It was a lot easier on my 72 Lincoln. I did it myself. Everything was on the engine side of the firewall. But I got to do this on my 87 Grand National now. And by the way, if you guys are interested, I'll send you guys a copy of Black Air.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's great. I just viewed it, and it's super. So if I can find an address on the website there, Bob, I'll send you two copies, and you send one to Mark there.
All right. That sounds fantastic.
Thanks, Frank.
Definitely.
Okay.
Throw me a line, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
Bob at BobLongRadio.com. That will work out perfect. Straight ahead, guess what? More with Mark Evans and your calls, 855-60-4261.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. Mark Evans is with us. That means lots of fun and great opportunities for you folks to email into us at bob@boblongradio.com, or if you prefer, you can dial up in the traditional manner, 855-660-4261. We've already helped out Frank in New Mexico. We can help you out as well, and we encourage your calls. So many questions on the agenda here. Mark, one thing I thought I would ask you, because it's come to my email box many times within the past few days, and that's people writing me about different grades of gasoline and whether using the kind of generic brands versus the highly formulated brands can do a bit of damage to your vehicle. So I just wanted to get your take on gasoline. What type of gasoline should we all be using for the best performance and also for best fuel economy, and also, you know, if we're saving money, what would you recommend?
You know, great question, Bob, and I'll let you hear all your emails. A lot of people the hair on the back of our neck kind of rises up when we start talking gas and prices per gallon, because we buy the car and we don't think about, we know it's going to burn gas unless we buy a diesel. So we know we're going to have to buy gasoline. We take that for granted, of course. But then we take the car home. By the time we get home, we see right there, it's only got $5 worth of gas and a couple gallons. I got to stop and get gas. And then, well, what the heck's this on our dash? It says premium only. And it kind of pops our bubble, you know? It's like, boo. It's like, oh, no. Well, then all of a sudden, well, premium is, you know, how much more per gallon? Well, a little bit more. So we start saying, this car, it'll never know if I put just regular unleaded in it, not premium, it'll never know it. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what happens. I can go into it pretty deep. I don't need to, but the truth is the truth. And I've said it many times to a lot of people, customers and friends, relatives, clientele, everybody, you are what you eat. So your engine is the same way. These engines are so precise. When it says premium fuel only on that fuel gauge on the dash, you got to do that. You might not feel it in your seat, but, Bob, when you're sitting there driving the car, you know, the car's still driving and running, and, mm-hmm. and it seems like to you that it's running just fine. But you take that car that you've been, it has to have premium fuel. It has to have a higher octane, and all that is a bigger, better explosion. And if you put a diluted kind of a fuel, a regular unleaded in there, that's diluted, the octane's not as high. So you put that in a high-performance, electronically controlled, managed engine that has two camshafts, four camshafts, and even our supercars we're talking about has six camshafts, and all a camshaft is opens and closes intake and exhaust valves. But that's the key right there. Bob, the older cars, I'll just use Chevrolet 350 V8, used to have one intake valve, one exhaust valve. Today's cars, when you talk camshaft, the more camshafts you have, the more intake valves you have, and the more exhaust valves you have. So why they did that is because if you let that engine suck in more fuel at one explosion, you get more fuel in there, you get to go faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put in a diluted type, lower octane type fuel, what you're doing there is that since that computer is electronically controlled device, it was designed and made to be managing all of those valves, knowing when and why they're opening, when they're doing what they're doing, to adjust the timing, which basically is down to the spark plug, when the spark plug should fire and ignite all that fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're basically wearing out your internal engine parts of your engine by using a lower grade fuel. And you might not, like I said, when you're sitting there, and you know, might not feel it in the butt, but or your hands on the steering wheel. But I'm telling you, you take that car, like in my area where I'm around mountains, you take that, take your Corvette for example, and we go to the gas station, we put a couple gallons of regular in there. It's empty. Put a couple gallons of regular in it. We blow up through the mountain here, Bob. Not towing anything because it's a sports car. But we're going and we're forcing that engine to take us up that 6% grade hill plus, and we decide we'll stop on this thing, Bob, and pass that other gentleman up in front of us, that lady just driving that moving van or whatever in front of us. Put the pedal to the metal. And that, you don't realize that you're actually driving your car. You know, you're actually asking it to work. Even on the flat freeways, all the folks back east, flat freeways, all of a sudden you decide you want to pass somebody, you put her down. And at that point, what you're doing is that you're burning, if you have a lower octane rated regular unleaded fuel in there, you're actually burning valves. That's just one of the parts you're burning in there. And you're basically, you think you're saving money, but truthfully, all you're doing is that it can't burn all of that lower grade octane fuel. And most of that, as I've seen on some awesome, charts through a chemist's lab in Houston, about 35% of that's just going right out the exhaust pipe. And out of that 35%, Bob, 10% of that is getting stuck and left in the catalytic converters.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're driving around with the catalytic converter, and a lot of these cars, they have dual exhaust. That means dual caps. So you got two caps underneath your floorboard there that's got fuel in them. And,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I have seen some of them come in, split like a banana, wide open, just like somebody peeled them like a banana peel.
Wow.
And that's because the gasoline has been laying in there, and it finally got enough to it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, you are what you eat. If you keep eating Snickers, hey, Bob, I love Snickers. I do. I eat them. I have them. Milky Ways, I love them. But candy bars, truthfully, we really can't. Our body can't support itself eating candy like that all day long. So you know how that is. You eat a good, great meal. You feel like going out there and becoming a boxer or a runner. You get a lot of energy. You feel great, and that's the thing. You're not abusing your internal body parts. alcohol does the same thing to you, doesn't it? I mean, you drink enough alcohol, next thing you know, you're passed out.
Yeah, so, no, that's true.
Yeah, overall, your car parts, the 35,000 miles later, of course, more miles you put on that, burning regular unleaded, you go up over that hill, we're going to hear that Corvette ping a little bit. And that pinging is, it's going to cause it to overheat a little bit. That pinging is actually a pinging of a pre-detonation. And all that is that it's not burning all the fuel. So it's got leftover fuel not only going out the exhaust, but it has leftover fuel inside the combustion chamber. But the computer's saying, hey, spray more fuel in there because the piston's going down. It's getting ready to come up and burn again. Spray more in there. So you're just throwing money away and burning up your engine. And a great thing with trucks, and now I've been guilty. I've been very guilty. You take that Chevrolet that I own and I hook a trailer up to the back of that puppy and decide to go cut a load of wood or haul a boat or haul a toy or whatever it might be, horses or whatever. And that old Chevrolet doesn't say on the gas cage you need premium fuel. So I truthfully, Bob, I don't go and put regular unleaded in it at 87 octane. I stop at the same gas station, but I'm looking for the pump that says 92, 93, 94 octane. And that's what I put in there because I know that I'm actually going to be working my engine and it's going to perform better. And I end up getting better mileage on that trip hauling those toys up and over the mountain. So don't, you know, if you add it up, you hit a calculator, really, you know, if it's 10 cents more per gallon, yeah, it's 10 cents. Some areas might be 15. But if you're planning on keeping your vehicle for 50, 60,000 miles, and you still want it to run good and get good resale value, you got to do what it says, premium octane. Definitely.
Great advice. More great advice is straight ahead with Mark Evans. And again, we've got a few moments left, so give us a call. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world's leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I wouldn't have. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love and leave that.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, joined by Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. Mark's an ASE certified mechanic, which means he's got a lot of training, and he has been working on cars really before he could even drive, and professionally been working on it for over 30 years. So if you're out there listening right now on KXEL, News Talk 1540 in Iowa, and there's something wrong with your vehicle, you're missing out if you don't call in at 855-660-4261 and find out a little bit more about what Mark can help you with. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, if it's not performing right, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if you've noticed an unusual noise or rattle, or a smell, or if your steering isn't up to par, if your braking isn't up to par, if your air conditioning unit is not working, we can help you out. 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Mark, another question I get emailed me quite often. Matter of fact, got an email question here from Larry in Arizona, listening via GCNlive.com, and Larry has an interesting question here, and that is about, it's more of an insurance question, but he says, living in Arizona and doing a lot of driving, from time to time he will get rocks thrown up on his windshield, and he has a couple of rocks that have made an impact on the windshield. It hasn't broken through the windshield, but they are definitely, the windshield is chipped, and he wants to know, is this something that he needs to address with his insurance company, or are there products out there that can fix a what he calls a minor crack in his windshield, or minor cracks, I should say, in his windshield? What do you think, Mark? That's a difficult question.
It is. Not really. I mean, I bet Larry Bob is happy he wasn't on a motorcycle at the time he'd have a chipped tooth. you'd be going to the dentist, see?
That's true.
That's the good news of Larry's question, that he's not going to be heading to the dentist. But, yeah, the these windshields today are, what's the big word, safe, very safe. I mean, they're awesome. But it gets to the point where I do know over my years, Bob, 30, gosh, what's it been now, 34 years of touching and fixing cars and all, that's where I can say that the windshields, the glass has got a lot better on automobiles. But when you get a crack, yes, a chip you can get fixed. You know, they just basically fill it full of silicone, and that's a chip. And like a star, they call them stars or chips. And sometimes you'll see them on the street corner, you know, chips filled for free, things like that. Mm-hmm. But when it if Larry's got a chip that has gone into more of a like a little star and turn into a crack, cracks you really can't fix. And those cracks turn into from one end, Bob, from one end of the windshield all the way over to the other side of the windshield pretty quick. And that's one thing, too, we never really talked about. So if Larry's got a crack, that's even an inch long. I hate to say it, but gosh, Larry, that inch crack's going to turn into maybe a 2-foot crack all the way clear across, up or down, or, you know, left to right. But thing about windshields, Bob, I know when you tear a car apart to start to build a street rod, and you're going to chop a top, and you're going to pull the glass out, I do know that for a fact that your windshield and your back glass in your cars are part of the structural design of the body, mm-hmm, of the car. And so when you get, and that's why that cracks, those little chips turn into cracks and turn into big long lines, because a car, you know, the body of a car moves, no doubt. And you know, just because you close your door doesn't mean that door is you're not making sure that capsule on that car is rigid, because it's just sitting on a couple door hinges. So they use the glass, the windshield and the back glass for structural integrity of a car body. And since you're going down the road and you put the octane booster in your gas, so we were talking about, you know, high premium fuels, you got the octane booster in there now and you got the pedal to the metal, you know, you're making that body rock and roll. That motor's, you know, twisting from the torque and tranny shifting it hard, and you're making that body move, and that's where those cracks come from. And I know a lot of folks too, Bob, is you drive down, some of our listeners might have this right now too, is that driving down the freeway and got the windows up, and right before you turn the air conditioner on, you hear this whistle, you know, you're like air's coming in. Mm-hmm. And I've had cars like this. And it's like, what the heck is that? You know, where's that coming from? You know, do we have the windows all the way up? Well, that's where maybe a windshield was replaced in the car. That's the first thing I do when somebody asks me to test drive the car they're looking at buying, is that I go down the road with all the windows up, no matter the temperature, and do at least 30, 35 miles an hour, see if I hear wind coming through. Because if I do, then that tells me that a windshield's been replaced, and they didn't quite get it all the way in and sealed tight with the sealants that they use today, and there's air coming through. And that's not good, because that gives me an idea maybe the car's been in an accident. Mm-hmm. And or if you're air like that, then you're going to have a water leak too when it rains. And that's not good, water coming down on your computer. You know, it's just money. It's just money, isn't it, Bob? That's all it is.
Oh, I know. So much is just money in this day and age. But then again, I guess it's always been that way. But nowadays, the money's required to live even, you know, semi-modestly are significantly higher than they were years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. You know, I think in the 34 years back when I started my shop, I used to charge $18 an hour. Yep. Flat rate, and today it's $100 an hour, and you know, that's something that like I say, saving money. Boy, I wish I could charge $18 an hour. And you know, I've had customers, well, what's the difference between now and yesteryears? why are you charging, you know, almost $90 more per hour? Well, I really, that word why is also when I'm looking and trying to figure out how to diagnose the car problem. I'm putting a lot of, what can I say, Bob, a lot of aspirins or headache into it to try to figure it out. And And heck, the cars are made so tight, so more efficient, and so everything's compacted into such a small little area that it takes a lot of parts and pieces to be removed in order to get to the part that you need to replace. Today I've got the Honda Odyssey van up on the lift, and that doing a transmission, and that transmission has to come out the bottom of the van, and the body's in the way, so you can't yet to pull it back off the engine, so the body's in the way, so then you got to pull the subframe down, and which then everything on the engine's got to be disconnected, and my point is there's a lot of parts and pieces to be able to get to the part that you finally want to replace, and so you. And then, you know, here you are, you have a whole diary, a whole complete book of, okay, those 3,000 bolts go where again? You know, so, and you know, everybody, we laughing about that, and it's funny because it's like, well, geez, you know you did a good job when you have a handful of bolts left over.
Yes.
No. That's the key. That's what you're paying for. You know, our listeners need to understand that is that, you know, you want to pay, you know, and like Frank, our good listener Frank in Mexico, he's tried some jobs himself and some jobs he knows that he can't do. And if there's two words about that. When you do it yourself and you get to that point where you say, how do I get that part off? That's the home doer. You know, that's the word they get is how do I get that off? And or the person that hires it done and hires somebody to do it, then they ask, why is the bill so much? So you blend those two together and you say, well, geez, the gentleman who did it and got you paid to do it, that person knows exactly how to undo that how word, you know? So there's a lot of jobs you can do yourself, but today it's almost, truthfully, you'll save a lot of money just hiring it done. It's done pretty much the same day. And then, you know, you get back to, you got a great warranty too. You can always go back and say, hey, help, it's got this problem still. It's got this or doing that. So that's kind of what you're paying for too at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, my friend, for spending this hour with us. We're going to get you back on a regular basis. And in the meantime, enjoy the remainder of the month of May. I mean, of April, as we head into the month of May. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody on the other side of the radio. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.